Welcome back to another Deadlands Tales from the Shattered Coast adventure. This is a short one tonight. I just upgraded my recording computer and all manner of troubles with it right before the game. We do get in just under 2 hours of the game though. I dubbed this a B-side between sessions 47 and 48. And here's another plug for our Google group. If you enjoy listening to our role-playing antics and would like to keep up with the news and perhaps get in on a game with us, look up Steam Stealer Murder on the Google Groups and join our community. For now, Session 47B with Richard, Jameis, Chris, and Charon reprising their regular roles. All right, the crash earlier was apparently my system. I'm going to have to put that quad core back in. It is... crawling with Skype opened and Zim opened and Fantasy Grass open. It's stable enough now, though. We can go ahead and do some stuff tonight. We'll call this a B-side. So we are back with Deadlands, Tales from the Shattered Coast. This would be episode 48. We'll call it 47 and a half.
Are we recording now?
Yes, we are recording.
47 and three quarters. I demand the extra quarter.
Yeah.
Just to contain Young's youngness, we will demand the extra quarter.
That was your opportunity to say no quarter is given.
All right. Well, I have awarded out chips and cards and such, but we will go along and see what happens here. So... joining us tonight in a non-player capacity is Wee Matai and Sarah Beauchamp, as played by...
Hi, this is Charon. I'll be playing Dr. Sarah Beauchamp, your friendly neighborhood doctor with a not-so-great bedside manner.
And go ahead and tell us what card she has, just in case it becomes relevant.
Yes, my adventure cards. Okay, I have Get Savage. For the duration of one combat or scene, your character gains both the benefit of any one edge regardless of requirements. Enemy, play at the beginning of a game session. A villain of the GM's choice becomes your character's sworn enemy. You may not soak wounds caused directly by him. Starting now, draw an extra adventure card each game session until the enemy is retired. Let's settle this. Play at the beginning of a combat round with no jokers. No character can soak wounds until a joker is drawn. Adrenaline Surge. Your hero gets an additional and immediate turn, including new movement. And finally, my last card is Inspiration. Friendly characters, including your hero, add +2 to all trait rolls for the rest of this round.
Okay, and Luke Villeneuve, as played by
Jameis, playing Luke Villeneuve, Canadian adventurer extraordinaire. My cards happen to be Seize the Day, act as if a joker was drawn, Quick Funeral, which is always fun, so die, come back harrowed, Second Wind, remove all wounds sustained in combat, Parley, the character ceases fighting and listen to the heroes for at least 30 seconds, Better You Than Me. Play when you get hit, and there's an adjacent character. The other character suffers the attack instead, and this may be played on friend or foe.
Okay, and Young Jean Lu, as played by...
Played by me! Me! I'm here. I'm Richard, and I will be playing Poor Simple, humble martial artist, Jean Jean Lu. I have Angry Mob, so an angry mob will turn up when we want them. I think we shall go down into the bottom of that place where we were last time and shoal the doors, and then I'll play the cards to see where they appear.
Angry mob of piranha.
Woohoo! They're on our side, not the anime. So these are piranhas with discerning tastes. Power Surge, which gains you lots of power points. Catnap, so you go to sleep for a couple of minutes and it's as if you've rested the whole night. Contact. Hey, somebody I've seen is my old friend or acquaintance. Payback. If you get injured, play on an opposing wild card and you do +2 attack and damage against that person who's already injured you. No, you don't have to be injured for that one. You just play it on an opposing wildcard. There we go. And Bullseye. Play after Demeter's roll to double the total of a successful ranged attack. So there we go.
Okay. And I will tell what our gunslinger Eddie has.
Who is playing Eddie? Which person is that? I haven't heard them. They should say something.
That is me, Chris, but I am having a problem getting onto Fantasy Grounds. So I have no idea what cards I have.
Downloading, but no error this time?
It gets me all the way into Fantasy Grounds, and then it says, error downloading a file.
Interesting.
So I'm almost done downloading now.
Okay. Well, you have Arcane Spike. A character with an arcane background may activate a damage-causing power they could normally use. This activation costs no power points and deals double damage. The character must make a vigor roll at -2 or suffer a level of fatigue. This card just rules. Okay, well, I gotta replace that card, so give me a second.
Yeah. Throw it out.
We love this card just rules, don't we?
Yes, it is one of the favorite cards.
Okay, you have teamwork. Your hero and any adjacent allies add +4 to the next trait rolls. The allies must be adjacent when the card is played to receive the bonus. You have Here Comes the Cavalry. Help arrives on the scene from one source determined by the GM. Noble Sacrifice. Play when an adjacent ally suffers damage. You suffer the damage instead. Perfect Timing. Pay a Benny to search through the remaining adventure deck and take any one card of your choice. Windfall. Play when your hero searches an area for treasure, loots a fallen foe, etc. He finds everything that can be found in that location. If rolling on a random table, the character gets the best possible results.
Thank you, Bert.
There you go.
So far it doesn't say I have an error, but it's loading.
Okay, well, let's just let it go.
Yeah.
Traditionally, yours has taken longer to load for some reason.
Yeah.
Others. Last session. Let's have something of a recap. Oh, hey, I can see. Sorry. I just noticed that my eye was not blurry. Okay. Last session.
We did some stuff. We ended up.
Audition.
Yes,
we arrived at Perdition and we went in and said hi to people and we got a quick basic update of what's going on. Everyone did their own thing, so I'll let everyone say what they did with their own thing. I'll just say that before we join forces again, I'll just say that Luke went off to talk to the sheriff's people about what they're going to do when the oncoming Mexican forces come if there's a problem, and that is run away.
I went to visit my folks. I took Wimatai there. Hey. Well, this is somebody I work with. Yep. Thanks for the food. Can you do my laundry as well? Now I'll go away.
I thought you took your laundry to the Fonz.
I don't know whether my parents would be upset with me going to a different Chinese family.
He shows up at a random Chinese family and says, "Would you do my laundry, please?"
I went to go visit Dr. Lewis, who's upgraded his practice to a rather large facility, and have helped him out there. And he's went and contracted with getting some workers to start building me a house in Perdition. And I do remember that Richard was a little more keen on me moving in with him, but Sarah's not that kind of girl.
And Eddie. What did Eddie do?
Eddie went around and drank. And that's about all he did, because he doesn't really have a base in Perdition.
We got a telegram from... Oh, yeah, cool.
Go ahead. Somebody get a telegram.
All right, if nobody else is going to pick it up, we're going to do that. Leave that for Chris there as I talked over him. But not anymore. Screw you.
Yeah, go ahead. Go for it.
We got a telegram saying, hey, the agency has contacted the Van Doren agency and wants you to go and look at this place, which I can't remember the name of. It was somebody's folly.
Fellheimer's
folly.
All right. And so we went out there to take a look, and we found a Van Doren agency agent called Agent Cool. He was a junior agent, and he had exciting technological things which could read bits and pieces, the background energy of people to determine what sort of thing they were, and he identified Eddie as a werewolf. We were all shocked and surprised, having never understood that ever before. Nope, not at all.
So, Felderheim's Folly is like a big spire of rock with significant ghost rock deposits in it, with a man who we believe to be Felderheim, as rumored to be Felderheim, who is basically crucified at the top and is... but still occasionally seems to move, but he's been up there for, like, a year now. Or was it two? So, the spike had, found that the spike had some entrances that were, exposed at low tide, particularly a door, so he went in, managed to get the door open, went into the nice dry chamber, checked that we could actually get out again, and then went exploring. If we didn't get out in time, that we would be stuck in this spire until the next low tide. Anyone else?
We found a way in, and ventured down, found a couple of traps, got past them. Then went to... there was a chamber in the very, very bottom. We ventured into it. There was a line on the floor, the walls, and the ceiling, sort of like a boundary. Everybody crossed it except Sarah, because she just didn't feel too good when she did. So she stayed behind. And then we believe we met up with Felheimer's himself. Jong killed his poor little pet with one foul swoop, which was very, very mean. Anybody else want to take it from there?
Well,
I punted a dog.
Then we beat up Felheimer. And then we left, from what I remember. I don't remember us. We sort of just ended it quite quickly, I think. Raided the stores.
Very much.
Got random scientist B.
Yeah, did loot some of the... looted some of the glassware and laboratory equipment, because...
I paid the windfall card, expensive. So we got all the stuff we needed to get.
Took him alive. So
took him alive.
I recommend we leave the door open when we go.
I recommend we don't, in case we need to come back. Although I did think that would have been a fun thing to do afterwards. Hey, no need to fight this guy, we just flood him out.
Yeah, and since this guy seems to rely on his vocal powers to do things, Sarah gagged him.
And then we got out in time.
Yep.
And then we had cake. Yes, cake. I just didn't remember.
And pie and cookies.
Yep.
Can't forget the pie. Yeah, I think we wrapped up last session with you guys, basically getting the person from inside the folly out, but then we stopped there,
I believe. Yes, we were just going to drag him up to Agent Cool's place, and that's where we stopped.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I also remember the scene where Agent calls little detector. You had him convinced that it didn't work because everybody showed up as being something.
Hey, look, here's somebody else who will show up as something. And obviously it doesn't work still. Mm-hmm. Tell us.
Also, have a look at the figure on the rock when we leave and see if it's still twitching now that we've shut down the fab experiment. Oh.
Well, if you watch long enough, yes, occasionally it still does twitch.
Yeah, let the poor sucker be. He should be able to survive for a bit.
Mm-hmm. We can't do anything about it. I mean, we need to know what this man has done to him and what is going on here. He was talking about draining the essence of life force or something.
Yeah, and besides, if I recollect correctly, everyone says you haven't been able to actually get up there. They'd send balloons, everything would just break or fall, people couldn't climb, ropes would break.
Yeah, you guys made some attempts at that yourself.
I assume that whatever has been done was been done at the base of the spire, and that we might have broken it merely by him not being there anymore. We will find out when we question him, when he awakes.
Well, you could try shooting the guy on the spire and see if you can hit him yet.
Well, we know how far up we could shoot because you did lots of experiments.
Yeah,
like
we tested. So you can get quite close to it.
Yeah, just see if you can go like a foot above that or whatever it is.
Okay, I'll test it out then. Firing out there.
Twink.
No, same effect.
Okay.
All right, so you guys are going back to Agent Call's little abode across from you there. You can be sure that he's been watching the whole time through his telescope. So we will just take back up in Agent Call's little whitewashed house, which he apparently is in the midst of pulling something delicious and smelling out of the oven with his little oven mitts. He's got a little apron on. looks like he has been playing housemaker for a bit as you were away.
I want to be the first one through the door, and I want to come through it quick and scare him and go, oh, this smells good. Just to rattle him a little bit.
Ah, he drops the glassware, and a perfectly, perfectly done roast is just on the floor now.
Tisk, tisk, tisk.
He looks down for a little.
Just put it back on the plate. It'll be fine.
Do you have any idea how difficult it was to find baby potatoes here? Those were
Oh, good sir. Don't you worry. Just brush it off and put it on the plate. I will still eat it.
And he gets a whole roast to himself. That was his plan all along.
He picks up the roast, washes it off, puts it back in the oven. The vegetables, he just gets a little dustpan and broom, sweeps it up, throws it in the pan, throws it in the garbage. He sees the slumped over man over somebody's shoulder.
That is, I think. Oh, we might be carrying between us or something. I don't know.
Don't look at me. I'm not strong enough.
You have his feet.
Oh, there. We dropped
just Sharon. His feet.
I just noticed. Oh, well.
Oh, did we have a Sharon drop?
Yes, I just noticed that. Probably by accident. Oh, well. We leave her outside until she can behave herself or something. I don't know.
All right, so, you can call.
Well, we take the, we need the, those things that you are wearing, Eddie, that I cannot remember the name of.
My manacles? Manacles?
I want the manacles for the, which we are allowing you to have. Yes. Our manacles.
Sure.
Unless you've got some kind of dampening thing in there, call. I indicate his pouch of stuff.
Well, I don't know. Scratches his head. It seems like some of the technology might be a little broken. Let's see.
rumbles through, pulls out all kinds of little contraption, little thing that looks like a screwdriver that makes whirling sounds.
Nope.
Here we go.
Yes, exactly.
I slap the cuffs on him anyway.
Mm-hmm. Oh, cool. That was going to do much good.
No, on our mystery German scientist.
All right. Okay, eventually he will come to.
I think we're eating by that point.
Yes. Whoever was carrying him, noticed the guy is pretty just kind of wasted in general. I mean, his skin's very sallow and sagging. There's very little meat on his bones.
Didn't see any food down there, did we?
I think it was basic rations.
Yeah.
Was there? Okay.
Yeah. Well, I think we got some.
Yeah. Well, he must have been... Well, how long? Jeez, if there was no boat around, was there?
Nope. So I remember a lot of it was like long-term storage stuff that was kept in barrels. So you know, talking about
right, but that means he never ever got out again, though. How does he get out?
He didn't need to. It might be a 5-year stint he was doing down there. He was only there for a year or so.
Yeah, he was taking the essence of life, so I mean, he could stay there forever.
Right. That means that one of either he is working for somebody else and they are expecting him back, or he never expected to come out of there.
We could talk to him.
Well, yes. And after we have finished eating, I expect that is what we will do.
Sorry, Sharon's trying to get back into FG.
Yeah. We enjoy the meal. These are tasty. What do you call these?
Nom 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 nom.
Well, if nothing else, Call is an exceptional cook, apparently.
That is a good thing for him.
It would have been so much better with the baby potatoes, but that was with the last I had. He looks over longingly at his trash bin.
So Dragon licking it, whatever the meal was that spilled on the floor.
Much trash can. Alright, so yeah, your scientist has come to. He's got his manacles on. He looks a little sullen. Occasionally.
He did speak English when we were down the cave, didn't he?
Yep.
Yep, okay.
Every once in a while, he says something in German. Alright, hold on a second, guys. I'm going to shut down the tabletop for just a second.
Does anyone speak German?
Nope.
I do not, I am afraid.
Oh, and there is an ability which lets people speak other languages, but there was the preacher's ability.
No, Sarah's got English, Latin, and French.
Cut to a scene where the preacher is dragging young Napoleon into a church and the font suddenly become blood red and things burst into fire.
Yeah, but which character causes that? Yeah, who can say?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, just because he does not want... Well, if we grabbed all of the things, there are things here for people to read over. Perhaps to be read over by Cole here, who is a science type person, or at least knows more about it than we do. All these journals and things.
Okay, yeah, you see, you've got all the journals. The journals are all written in German.
Are they? Okay. Well, I don't know that. He was speaking in English when he was interrupted. If he had spoken in German and ordered the thing to attack, we might not have attacked him back. Because we wouldn't have known he ordered it to attack. It is your fault for speaking English, I tell him.
You hear his stomach grumble a little bit as he looks over at the roast beef. Someone else tried to log in. Richard, try and log in.
I am probably the worst person. Nope. Check the address and try again.
Oh, wonderful. Okay, hold on.
Oh dear, never mind.
Give me a moment. I'm gonna just shut it down all the way. Start it. Okay, Call, looking over the journals, he says, well, I can read a bit of German, in my studies. Many tomes are written in other language. My speaking is not so good, a little rusty. I can make out an odd word or two. He seems to be saying something about his dog.
Yes, it is playing dead. If you speak in English, we can all understand and have fun there. Or something. There.
May I have a plate of food?
Oh no, wait. You were gagged. Why do we not understand you? Yeah.
Sharon, exit out of Fantasy Grounds all the way, and then try to come back in.
So we ungag him to understand what he's talking about. And then he asks for food.
Oh, yes, Sharon can connect. All right, Richard, go ahead and connect. Okay, Jameis, connect.
Boom.
All right, and Chris, go ahead and connect. This is not a Fantasy Grounds issue. This is my suck computer issue. No slight intended to Fantasy Grounds. I will be changing out this processor.
Okay, trying to connect.
Yes.
Yeah. It'll feed him a baby simple. Carrot and then see what he says.
Yes, are you allowing him silverware, or are you just feeding him?
Give him the silverware, we'll just watch him.
Okay.
I've got my device on standby to disrupt him.
If somebody loads up a plate of food or just gives him a little something, he just looks like, oh, that's just so good. You have no idea what eating pickled herring for you. Oh.
Hang on, was that place airtight? It must have been. No, it couldn't have been, otherwise he would have suffocated. So how did the air run out of there?
Probably some sort of air pump system up near the top that was well above high tide.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. So he just tucks in, making all kinds of sounds. You hear his belly rumble.
We ask him questions.
Sure. What do you ask him?
Hey, who are you? What's your name? What are you doing there? Why have you tied a man to the top of a post? What are you trying to do there? What was with your dog?
I'm von Strassner. My little Emily. With my companion spirit.
Who?
Emily.
One you called Gertrude last time.
I lose track. There's been so many.
I'm just checking there isn't like another one. Hey, you killed the baby. Now the mother is coming for his revenge.
Because that man's incessant hammering was making it very hard for me to do my sciences.
So you were in the thing before he turned up?
Yes!
Why did you just... Why have you not claimed it? It was his thing.
Not paperwork. I could never make heads or tails of that stuff.
A man finds a secluded location to do his studies, away from the prying eyes of everyone. And then one day, hammering. Insistent hammering.
Well,
so you're stuck
what
on the
needs
spot.
To what needs to be done to get him down?
Oh, well, without me there, it'll eventually wear off.
How is he even still alive?
Well, oh, my sciences, you see, not completely perfected. I did not take all of his life away. There might be some left in there.
So you're saying that without you being there, he will eventually die?
Oh, no. Eventually my spells will wear off and, well, the elements will take over.
So he will eventually die?
That is uncertain. I mean, you know, the body will weather, it'll eventually be stripped of its flesh, the bones will fall off the side of the rock, if he will be dead at that point, I need my slide rule.
I am sorry, I do not have a slide rule.
I can't tell you.
I hand him an abacus I picked up in Shan Fan.
According to my calculations, once the flesh is stripped from the bones, we have half-life of the decay. He'll be dead in a good 20, 30 decades or so.
You do realize how cruel that is.
So was bothering my experimentations!
Right, so how are you going to get him down?
Oh, as I said, the natural processes will take over.
No. I mean, get him down immediately.
He kind of shrugs. Not something I can really do.
And why is that?
Well, that enchantment was placed there by a person of more skill than myself, you see. I have no ability to remove it. I simply maintain it.
I see. Well, is there any way you can put him out of his misery?
Well, I suppose if you let his essence back into his body, he would die of natural causes.
And how do you let his essences back into his body?
Well, just release it. It seems that you've taken many of my equipment from my lab. You will find bottles there with the silver essences within them.
And these bottles are clearly labeled?
Yes, the one labeled asshole.
Okay, all right. Let's see. That would be among the very slight German Sarah might actually know, dealing with soldiers.
It's Ashlock, sorry.
Yes, I know what it is.
My science is not completely perfected. I was only able to take a portion of his life, you see. That's why he still moves now and then. I assure you, he feels everything, though. Yes.
So...
the rest of those vials, just small creatures here and there. Dogs, cats. He looks over at your cat. Mostly dogs.
Mm-hmm. So you toy with lives for your own amusement.
For science!
Right. So how do we go about releasing this essence to get to for him?
Well, it's unstoppable the vial. It'll make its way back.
Mm-hmm.
Dragon comes over and uses his leg as a scratching post.
Hey! Not like cats. I'm highly allergic. That's going
to affect.
Yes, we are getting all kinds of. Except me? Can anyone tell?
No sign of Skype, but cool, which it's coming from.
Pretty sure it's Chris.
Ah-ha! Someone's trying to call Chris. That's it.
I didn't get anything like that, but I won't deny it.
Did you hear anything?
I heard nothing.
Then that settles it.
Well, So.
He's kicking at the cat.
No, I'm highly, highly allergic!
Oh, well, that'll happen.
Then you will not need this food, I say, taking it away from him.
Well, so all we have to do is unstopper this, and it will eventually make its way back. And
yes, like follows like, it will make its way back to the residuals in his body.
Okay,
and it can get past whatever that enchantment is surrounding his body.
Oh yes, yes.
Okay.
Then he'll be in exquisite pain when it's released, of course.
Who cast that thing that is up there?
Oh, my master.
And who is that?
Herr Schopfheim.
Look around at the others. Shrug.
I'll look at Eddie. Is there a cult?
Sure, give me an occult roll, Eddie.
You got it. As I'm munching away on my food.
That's a two!
And eyeing the...
That's right.
Oh wow!
Yeah. Trait roll was a one.
Well, see, I was focused on the trash can that had the little potatoes, and I kind of spaced out.
Oh,
I heard of his half time. He's top of his field. Well, you know, what can I expect? You're obviously uneducated.
Is that
a spyglass over there? May I watch when you unstop at his essence?
Have I ever heard of the Scharfheim at all?
Do you have any kind of a cult?
Nope. Okay, just wondered. All right, well, and you said these essences were, you also took them from dogs and cats. Did you dream? You totally drained the dogs and the cats?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Much smaller life forms. Easier to take all of their essences.
And what would happen if we unstoppered these?
Oh, no, their bodies are long since decayed. It would be a complete waste.
So your cat... Wimatai, may I speak with you for a second?
She looks up from her bloody roast.
Wimatai, this person here has been draining the spirit, the life force, out of animals and putting them in these glass vials. What would happen if we released all of that life force?
Whoever's got control of Wimatai, go ahead and give me her medicine check, or shamanic medicine.
She gets...
Did you wrap it?
No, I didn't change it at all yet.
Yes. The spirit will probably go to the hunting grounds.
Okay. Alright.
She's pretty nonchalant about it.
Suck it up as Kanku.
She's actually pretty nonchalant about it. It's actually common in her tradition. She will explain that spirits are often captured to spirits of enemies, spirits of great kills, like your first kill, will endow weapons, will endow headdresses, things like that. So taking one's essence or spirit is actually well known amongst her people.
That's why I'm asking her.
Did you take any spirit of jackalope, whatever that rabbit thing is?
Sarah did.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was wondering, did the scientist guy?
Oh, so you're asking him about jackalopes? Mm. Oh, no. You've seen jackalopes? And you've lived through it?
Okay, so Sarah is going to take all of those bottles and take them, I guess, out.
No, no, that's for science! At least let me watch his suffering! You have no idea. Quiet solitude. day
after. Shh! You!
And the blasting? He used dynamite?
You are being annoying.
Let me watch.
You're being annoying now.
I take my gun and point it at his head. Urge to pull the trigger rising.
Anyway, Sarah
cannot
is going to
do that.
No.
You Sarah wish to use the dynamite that he so despised.
Sarah will start taking those take those bottles out of doors and starting with the smaller animals first and working her way up. She will just systematically start smashing them,
right.
leaving the prospector for last.
Okay. It seems to be like quicksilver in the vials. You know, it looks like silver mercury. When you smash the bottles, it kind of evaporates very quickly. There's no real effect. There's no smell or anything. It doesn't seem to leave behind a residue. While you're doing this, Call is going through the guy's journals. There's a hefty stack of them. He's making notes on another separate notepad as he's going, mumbling to himself. He's occasionally looking up at a translation book. Sarah, so you do Thelheim's?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah, you do it.
That may not have been a good thing, but...
Yeah, no, it may not have been, but is there any, like, effect or anything? Or...
Well, do you go and look through the telescope?
I look through the telescope. I just wanted to make sure there was no effect on me breaking that vial.
Not at all. You look through the telescope, though. Yep. He's wriggling away up there. He's thrashing. You know, he's still basically crucified to the top of the thing, his arms and feet pierced. Mouth is open to scream. You can't really hear it from your distance, but
Beverly,
he's not enjoying this.
Okay. Jung, can you try to shoot an arrow at him now?
Not from this distance.
Me? What?
Well, then...
We're too far away anyway.
We're too far away. Darn. Oh, well. Hmm. I'm sorry. At least this is quicker than having him hang around for 20 to 30 decades.
Oh, no. Now that you've released the spirit, the deprivations his body has suffered, he will die shortly. I'm sure his organs no longer work right. Oh, but the screams, they must be luscious.
I punch him in the face.
Oh. That was my father's nose.
I can put it...
stare at him.
I can put it in a little bag for you if you'd like.
He just slumps dejectedly. Call comes back. He says, well, they seem to be some form of sorcerer's tomes. He is he's been at this for quite a while. It looks like it might be a family endeavor of sorts. Wow, it's quite fascinating. The extraction of living essences to fuel, well, from what I understand, some machinery. It is a combination between science and sorcery, it seems.
I stare at Cole. You're not getting any ideas, are you?
He puts some of the papers slowly into his pocket. Not at all! No! No. Can I have this book? Just this one volume.
No. Agent Call, please put those papers back.
Can I photograph it? Oh, they're just my notes.
That's nice. May I see those, please?
Okay. They're in shorthand.
Mm-hmm. Sarah grabs them and looks at them. Are they really...
They're in some kind of shorthand script.
Okay.
Actually, no, make me a smarts roll.
Okay.
You probably have seen this type of script before.
Indissociable doctor's hand.
Not so much that, but because she was a doctor in the war, she probably has seen transcripts like this. Oh, you can read it just fine. It's just quick dash notes, like, him thinking to himself. It's like, oh yeah, page whatever. This notebook describes, the use of an essence to power a battery. He's like, maybe try this on, patent number. And he's written down a number here.
Well, Agent Call, I mean, this is
a great resource. This guy's done some solid research here. This could really help out.
I can definitely see why this would be very fascinating. This is very fascinating. This is extremely fascinating. make sure that you take let's see, I guess you have photographic equipment here. Make sure you take good photographs.
Oh, that's an excellent idea. We could replicate the books.
Replicate the books and make a second copy if possible, in case one gets damaged or lost. This is invaluable research.
Kasai just mutters,
"This is my life, the research, my family before them, the things I've had to do for that book." Poor Gertrude. What will she eat now?
Were you feeding her the essences of...
Oh, no. We had the standard agreement. She fed off my blood.
I start lifting up his trouser legs and looking at his arms.
They're small puncture marks.
Are they from where the dog would have bit onto it, or do they look more syringe-like?
Yeah, how much do you open up? I mean, like, how just his arms, just his legs? They look like bites, although, you know, not from, like, a dog. They're almost needle-like, but they're definitely bites.
All right, okay, that's what I was looking for.
The standard procedure! When one summons up his aid, you have to give of your essence.
You summoned the... whatever it is.
Gertrude, yes. Sometimes I call her Emily, I forget. Carl will mention that, like, oh, yeah, somewhere in the first books here, it seems like his family is started off as more in the sorcering line, and he is second generation, it looks like, that have been practicing this with a mix of science. But there are some diary entries here about summoning spiritual aid in the form of different creatures. Cats seem to be more his family's heritage. Looks like a professor here just likes dogs. Oh, here's a contract. Seems to be your standard Faustian type of deal. Dark knowledge for access to our plane and a regular feast of the summoner's blood.
Yeah, like anyone would make a pact with a demon.
Hey, yours only wanted a finger. That's a lot easier to give up than, blood all the time.
So what happens if Gertrude does not get fed?
I don't know. Did you destroy my lab?
Not yet.
Oh, well, then she will just be bound there, hungry. The wards put in place to keep her there.
Then what if we destroy your lab?
Well, if the ward is destroyed, she's free to go.
And if we flood your lab?
And eventually the paint would wear off in the salt water. I think Gertrude can breathe underwater, though.
So basically what you're saying is that we've got a renewable source of XP.
Kick a dog and feel better. Not my blood. It will break our contract, and she'll be free to go as she is able.
You don't sound particularly worried.
Oh, for her? No. Absence, of course, that'll be sir. But she'll be fine.
So what do we do with this guy?
Give me more beef and let me go about my scientific endeavors.
I say dip him in catnip, rub him in catnip, and let Cloud have fun with him. Just dip him in catnip and let Dragon go to town, and then hang him in his own lab. He's kind of a mean person.
I suppose I could be construed that way, but really, the deed says it's knocking down today. I remember the first day I was making a souffle, the first time I had fresh food in forever, and it dropped. My souffle is very delicate.
So, why should we let you just go on your way? You're going to continue doing things to and harm other creatures, aren't you?
Well, if they leave me alone, no.
The more obvious thing to do would be to put them in Quall's custody and have them return to the Vendorn.
That is true. But I want him well separated from his books.
Well, we can ship them off separately if that's a worry. We can have them packed up and I can call in for a delivery.
We cannot send him back to the Vendorn Agency.
Oh, I thought that was a great idea.
It is a good idea, but we need the manacles, and he will escape.
Oh, if only someone had some kind of drug knowledge that might be useful to keep him under sedation for a while.
Right, because that's never had any effect.
Never at all.
Well, we do have some contacts with the agency now. I think that maybe we can, I'm sure they have ways of dealing with such things. Perhaps a joint venture between our agencies and theirs. It'll be an olive branch offering.
How much do we know about the agency, but?
You probably nothing. Yep. Eddie, being a werewolf and on the run for a while, you might. You can give me a roll. Sarah, I'd give you a smarts roll. Eddie and Sarah both can have.
Sarah works for the south, not the north.
Yeah, but even so, she may, because they get a lot more newspaper and they have access to a lot more, like in the way of libraries and things like that. So she may have, in passing, heard something. Luke, I kind of doubt you have known anything in Canada. So,
as an outsider, I'm just gonna call on the outsider to say no.
Yeah.
You know what? There's jokers back in town as well, and a printing press which prints the epitaph. So, I mean, there's got to be some knowledge in one of those two places.
But just in passing, those two characters may know something more. All of you know the basics. So the agency is, you know, they were. I believe they were originally an agency much like yours.
I think they were the Pinkertons, weren't they?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Which is an agency almost exactly like the Vendorns, that later on got federal, or, well, drafted into their government. You know that they, they're classic Men in Black. They go to places where there's...
For some reason, our main contact is a guy called Grant.
I can.
And they hush things up. I mean, that's what everyone knows about in general.
I can put him out. I mean, I have enough laudanum available that I can keep him unconscious for quite some time. But yeah, let me give you that roll.
Eddie, well, just general smarts roll.
Yeah. Well, what does amongst us? What do we know? He wants to chime in with us this afternoon, of course, but we don't seem to tell the truth. What does he need in order to be able to do his thing? So if we just keep him separated from whatever he needs, then he's less of a threat.
All right, Eddie, you don't know much more than the base. You know enough that you've been wary anytime you've heard that they were in a town, you would leave the town because you know that. They do hunt down supernatural creatures, mostly to destroy.
Oh, just on Sarah's roll.
Yeah, Sarah. You may know a little bit more, perhaps because occasionally you had seen some very strange things happening on battlefields. Because, well, with all that death going on, Jews do like to have nasty things happen in battlefields. So you may, at one point in time, actually. Have been questioned by an agency person who came over specifically just to ask about certain circumstances. They are collectors of information as well. They're very gruff men. They're really unpleasant. they seem to be highly efficient, though. And yes, they are quite interested in any tales of other than natural occurrences happening. They do always, before leaving, warn that spreading of such tales is not good for the area and perhaps not good for you in a slightly menacing way. So, yeah, that's an exceptional role from Sarah, but I don't think she would know much more past that. She will have met an agent in person perhaps once. Okay, Call, looking through the book, said, well, it seems that most of his projects here all revolve around that summoned link to some supernatural force that he is calling a Gertrude. Has kind of hinted and pointed him in the direction of his studies. So I think without that influence, further new studies are unlikely to happen, but he still has the knowledge that he has made to this point. Well, it still makes him dangerous, in my opinion. I'm sorry, say that again.
Can he summon Gertrude here?
I don't know. He looks over to the guy. Who just gives a deadpan expression?
Yes. Wow. Sudden suspicion.
How long have I been out, by the way?
6 hours, I guess.
Which is 4 to 6.
He nods, seemingly pleased.
I start looking around. I wonder if Gertrude will reform where he is, rather than downstairs. And
I'm sure Dragon will warn us if there's anything bad coming.
You just hear Dragon fall completely into the trash can that she was eating up. She's been getting a little tubby lately.
Well,
is there anything in there on how long it takes for it to come back? Because that would surely be.
He goes back. It's mostly in the earlier records. He hasn't talked too much about his servitor. He calls it Gertrude. He refers to it every once in a while, saying Gertrude mentions this or point out this to me. But he doesn't really talk about the summoning of
this. Is there anything in the contract about what would happen?
It is an exceptional bit of legalese. Anyone familiar with the format? I can't make really a lot out of this. He shows you the passage, and
sure.
You say, well, here, let me translate it verbatim, and then you all can pore over it. It's a pretty convoluted mess. He'll set to work at doing that. He's got a little German-English dictionary out.
Suppose the contract is non-Latin.
You hear him mumble. I can't read Latin.
Yes, but I can. About how long till low tide again?
Probably about 12 hours.
Okay.
Yeah, sure. Well, I don't know. Whatever the GM says.
Yeah. Because we might need to go back in there.
We might want to go back anyway and see if we can do something more useful about what's his name on the spike.
He's going to be dead in a few hours, I would expect. If that long. If he's as bad as was made out to be, he should have choked to death already.
I would be happy to watch and tell you exactly when the man departs this mortal realm.
I'll punch him in the face again.
I'll play Click Funeral on him. Don't you? On the guy on the spike. I'll play Click Funeral on him.
Now he's forever trapped up there alive. Awesome.
Your fists are remarkably hard, young man.
Be grateful that Wimbledon does not just want to use you for target practice with her axe. She is remarkably good at keeping people alive while they lose limbs.
Oh, I could have used her.
I walk over Wimbledon.
So are we doing something about something, or are we just going to sit here the next whatever? Move along to whatever we're going to do.
Well, eventually, Carl will finish with the contract. So this is a straightforward translation here. Once again, pretty convoluted legalese. So I'll hand it over.
Okay. Pour over it.
Good. Give me a smarts check.
Okay.
Whereas the party of the first part...
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah, yeah. You've probably looked over many a legal form in your time. Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, the nature of the contract is essentially every 24 hours, the summoned must be fed a certain dram of blood from the summoner. And this is basically, it's a token. It renews the contract as it goes. And in return for being summoned here and being allowed to roam once a fortnight, it is able to give insight and help into various dark arts. So reading through it, essentially what you find out is it has a way of getting out as part of the contract. But if the blood pact is not renewed every 24 hours, then the contract is considered null and void.
And when was the last time Gertrude was fed?
He covers his face before answering. Now, why would I tell you that?
I raised my fist.
You can't hit me.
Yes, I can.
You punch his fist, or you punch his hands, causing him to punch himself.
Hitting yourself.
And how long ago was Gertrude fed?
Time is it now?
I glance at somebody eagerly who has a watch. Ooh, yeah. These people have watches.
You've got nearly the sundial that you wear around.
Yeah. What time is it? Like, I don't know, 8 or something?
Yeah, you tell him the time. He's like, yeah. Well, he goes to his abacus. Oh, she will need to be fed again in 6 hours.
What does the contract say happens if she is not fed?
Contract doesn't say. It just says that the contract is void.
But the contract is the thing which says, hey, you can come onto the Earth. Or our plane, or however it was worded.
Mm-hmm. So in 6 hours, it'd be fine? It wanders off into its back to its own plane?
What happens when the contract is void? I ask him.
Well, Gertrude will be free to go as she pleases. She'll be free to stay as well if she pleases.
Huh.
But given that Gertrude could leave every fortnight, that makes that marking on the floor really pointless.
Oh no, it is part of the enchantment. She is bound there, except for certain times it allows her out, and calls her back after a time.
Hmm.
Without those markings, she will be free to come and go. Or most likely go. Who would want to stay there with pickled herring?
So, wait, why is she coming back? Because you are still here to enforce the contracts.
Could be.
So if you are dead, and she then subsequently dies, she has nothing tying her to this place to come back?
That is an unfortunate turn of logical thinking.
Sharpen your axe with the time.
As your man says, that I could be very useful, though.
I hand Rematai a whetstone.
The things I know, I could pass on. My notes are not all complete.
They are complete enough if somebody wishes to look over them.
Oh, only if they wish to, you know, engage in a contract themselves, you know.
Then your knowledge will be lost to the world, and nobody will ever hear of your name, ever.
But science!
You won't.
Well, at least could I have a last meal? That it's going very quickly. Your friend over there has a ravenous appetite.
You've already had your last meal.
It doesn't count if you don't know that!
Alright, take everybody over to the side, away from him, then. Including Agent Call. All of the PCs, Wimitai and Agent Call. He's still manacled and tied to a chair, so he's not going anywhere.
Trying to reach over for other people's dinner plates.
And I just say, so, are we going to dispose of him, or what are we going to do here? All those in favor of disposing of him, raise your hand.
Very good point. I mean, one of,
all of those in favor of disposing of him, raise your hand. I raise my hand. That's all.
Sarah raises her hand.
Eddie shrugs and raises his hand.
Shouldn't we at least check back with base? I mean, Isaac might want him to be kept.
So far, it's 3 and 3 non-voting, so...
Oh, Weematai is always for killing someone.
Old white guy? They're the root of all evil.
Luke, you have said nothing.
I'm just completely uncertain about this.
As am I. But if I cannot see what else we can do at this point.
You hand him back to the agency.
Yeah, tie him up.
Our agency, not the agency.
But our agency does not know what to do. They have never experienced this before.
This is true, but how will we ever figure it out if we don't have people to work on?
I eye him when he says, people to work on.
Well, I mean, he is a criminal. We wouldn't do anything to him that would be considered, certainly not what he's been doing to people. But we can observe him. We can speak to him.
And he will have his demon.
Well, would he, though? If it isn't fed in the time frame, and the contract's broken,
So we wait until the contract is broken and then kill the demon. And then it cannot come back? Is that your understanding of the contract?
Well, he scratches his head. No, it doesn't actually say what happens to the summoned, just that the contract is void.
He said he would... Well, if we believe what... The guy whose name I haven't even bothered to note down said... then Gertrude is free to come and go, to wander around and find, well, to wander around and go wherever they want to go.
It seems that the markings in his lab that he was talking about keeps Gertrude bound there and lets her out occasionally. So if his lab was kept intact, it would limit her effectiveness of causing or spreading any harmful effects.
It's also possible that if the contract gets broken, she'll come and dispose of him for us.
Well, that's an interesting... Hmm.
Well, that is providing, of course, that Gertrude does not reform here.
Which is entirely possible. Mm-hmm. Does the contract say where she forms, other than was it like specified? No, right. So there's no guarantee she's going to reform back in the base, or reform here, or reform wherever. We don't know. We don't know.
Sarah, just from the legalese in it, I mean, if you were trying to leverage this as, you know, the person trying to get out of an agreement, you can probably puzzle out the fact that, well, if it's not fed, it basically the contract only dictates that the bound spirit gives information to the binder. Past that, it doesn't require anything else. So, yeah, I mean, if you were going to leverage this, it seems that you would want them to not feed you so that you would still be here. It doesn't say you have to go.
Yeah. Doesn't say you have to go. And, oh, one thing I did want to check. Can that contract be renewed upon providing a meal, even if it's late?
No. Basically the blood is the renewal of the contract. So if the blood's not given within the specified time, then the contract is gone.
So, okay, it's also possible that even if we do kill him, the contract still ends up being null and void after the 24-hour period, and Gertrude's free to do whatever Gertrude wants.
Well, Gertrude was only brought here because of the contract. If Gertrude is not here, then...
We don't know. Again, well, we don't know. It was initially brought here for the contract, but what's going to happen, we don't know.
Then we lose nothing by killing them both.
Oh, Gertrude may keep reforming, you never know.
Well, if Gertrude keeps reforming, then we lose nothing by killing them both.
Actually,
because Gertrude will continually reform no matter what we do.
Actually, you can kind of puzzle that out pretty easily. So when you dissipated Gertrude, or you destroyed Gertrude, her body disappeared. Supposedly it went back to wherever it was before it was summoned. I say the key part in the contract is the summoning. What Gertrude gets out of it is she gets to be here.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that is, and I know, and I have stated that, but other people have said, meh, I don't know. So, we're only going by what is written in the contract between a crazy old man and something which wants to trick him out of.
Well, here's the question. Gertrude may not reform if no food is on the table, so to speak.
Well, the only thing we can do is wait, because either Gertrude reforms in the lab, in which case we cannot get to her within the specified time frame to feed her, because 12 hours before low tide was set, or she reforms here, in which case she can be fed, and then we have another 24 hours in which to...
If we feed her.
We buy another day, one way or the other.
This feeding, is it voluntary, or does she just take it?
Oh, it's voluntary. Okay. Yes. He can withhold it, and that would break the contract.
Okay. And when you feed Gertrude, is it always in the same location, or is it just where you happen to be?
Oh, where I happen to be. I originally put the bounding hex down, so that, she would have to stay around. And when we first started our relationship, I had to call her. She would come to me and she would help me in my research. That got to be very annoying to me because it would take her some time to get to me. So eventually I simply bound her to the location I was in, letting her out every so often.
Okay. Which means that we have about 5 hours before Gertrude might show up here.
Oh, no. If my hexes are still in place, she'll still be bound there until it allows her out. Oh, in 3 days.
In 3 days.
Unless you happen to have destroyed my...
But the contract will be broken before that happens.
Yes.
So we cannot do anything about the contract, if you are correct. So the contract is broken no matter what happens. You lose your powers. You lose your information source. Your scientific career is over.
Well, I have plenty of knowledge which he's given me so far. I could work on that for years. Years if I had my notebooks. My precious notebooks. Right over there, barely out of my reach.
So, what are we going to do? Alright, completely and utterly out of character. What are we going to do? We're going to kill him. We're going to kill the thing when it comes back. We're going to go down there and kill it because the contract will be broken. And it doesn't. And we think it doesn't get to stay here. What?
Wait the night. See what happens. And then the next morning, let one of the agencies take care of it.
Lock him up.
We are one of the agencies.
Yeah, I think we should wait the night, lock him up, wait until the hour that Gertrude should have reformed and come looking for dinner. Make sure that Gertrude does not come to him directly. And if Gertrude doesn't come to him directly, then at the next low tide, we go back down there and see if Gertrude is there.
Sounds good to me.
Now, if Gertrude is there, what do we do? And if Gertrude comes looking for dinner for him, what do we do?
Do we want the contract enforced or not? Because if she comes looking for him, then do we let them feed? Do we not? That is...
I think we want that contract broken.
So we do not let it feed. So we kill the dog. So, or him. So it cannot be enforced.
Are people in agreement on that?
Agreed.
Or just keep them away. I don't know how we can do that, but yes.
Yeah, break the contract.
Alright, when you guys turn back around, he has, use the tablecloth to pull the plates closer to him so he's eating the remnants of your meals.
Has he gotten to my meal yet?
No, he hasn't.
Good, I'm going to walk over and pick up my plate.
I will do a similar thing if he hasn't gotten to my plate yet.
He's managed to get through a couple of closer plates. One of them was privatized.
Well, that solves that problem. Yeah,
yeah, that problem solved.
Yeah, I go and look through the telescope just to see if the guy's dead yet.
Is it?
Yeah, okay, there we go. That's that dealt with. And then we wait for the appointed time to see what happens.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I also went to every now and then, like once the appointed time comes, I guess Eddie, if you keep an eye on her doctor over there, I'm going to take a look out of the spyglass and see if anything is funky happens around Flemenhine's body.
Oh, not really. Other than it starts to decompose pretty rapidly.
Okay.
Wow. Supernaturally rapid, as in age time catching up with that sort of thing. Wow. Well, there we go. You're saved by the Vandoran Agency. Can we use you as a reference, please?
Oh, yeah. We're the
I only had to suffer ungodly, horrible pain for 20 minutes. Thumbs up!
But then I didn't have a care in the world.
Would use again. Check!
All right, well,
the appointed time comes, nothing really happens.
Anything seem to happen to him at all?
There's a slight, he has like a slight fit, right around the time, just like a tiny seizure, he kind of goes, very stiff for a moment and relaxes, eyes rolls back in the head, drools a little, and then everything's back to normal.
You, young man, could I have a little bit of that wonderful smelling liquor you have there?
Who, of course, is drinking.
Does he have any, like, new scratches or puncture wounds or anything bleeding?
No.
Okay.
I'll give him about two fingers of the liquor.
Oh, yeah.
You probably can't tell it from the swelling of my face from your friend's punches, but I'm smiling now. Thank you.
And then, of course, I'm going to be drinking more. And eating in front of him. Slowly.
Alright. Well, unless anybody has anything else to do or to read over the notes or whatever, then wait until low tide and then go down there and see what happens.
Alright, yeah, so yeah, nothing odd happens. You wait till low tide, you go down. You had already triggered all the traps the last time.
Trigger them all again just for fun. Oh, do you remember when we did this?
Oh, either triggered or negated.
Alright, so when you go down, there's something of a dog-like form. It's a massive torso, female, but it has the head of a dog, and it's sitting cross-legged in the middle of the floor, tossing cards into a hat.
Awesome.
It's behind the symbol, behind the ward?
Yep.
Okay.
Hey! Hey! You guys out there! Do a guy a favor. You see that paint on the wall?
Yes.
Yeah.
You mind just rubbing out a bit of it there? Let a guy go home.
Where are you going?
Home!
Where is that?
Not here, okay? I've been stuck here with that weird ass... Look. Wasn't my idea to be summoned here.
Shut and not lock, but sort of do the door, and then we could scrap some of the paint off, so if he does try to bolt past, he has to try and open the door at least. Otherwise, if it just disappears into the ether, then... Hey.
Yeah, sure.
Alright, so you rub it out?
Well, as I say, shut and cycle the door before that, just so...
Sure. Alright. He's like, you guys are alright. Hey! Luke! Manny says he'll see you soon.
And then what does he do? Does he disappear?
Oh, he's gone.
There we go. Now there we only have the guy to deal with.
We did a good deed. We let a demon go.
Can we use you as a reference?
Actually, with the guy on the spike dead, we'll just try shooting it again to see if him being alive.
No, you still can't hit it.
Oh, God.
Good enchantment, whatever the hell that is.
Not a lot left of him at this point. I mean, there's mostly just skeleton there now.
Yeah, still. Wow, that was fast decomposition.
For a year.
Yeah, I know. Even so, it was pretty rapid from when we... give the guy over to the Van Dorn or agency or whatever.
All right, yeah. Agent Carl will definitely set that up.
Again, that's what I say.
What do the rest of the PCs say?
How do we do that? How do we ensure
he would actually like you guys to hang around until they can basically get a cleaning crew up. they have some idea of how to handle people with powers. They have something similar to your manacles, not as elegant. It's basically just a big cage that they can bring over and transport on the train.
Faraday cage.
Yeah.
Essentially, yes. Uh-huh. That's,
yeah.
Well, I think Eddie, it's time for you to show me some of those wonderful nature hikes around the area.
Well, by sticking around the area, what do they mean by sticking around the area?
Well, stay here. He wants you to stay here, help guard the guy.
We have to go back to tell the people, hey, We've got it. We got a person. We're going to send somebody out. So this is going to take weeks, isn't it? Because they've got to send somebody over from wherever the nearest place is with this stuff.
What he suggests is if you allow him to go to mainland, Perdition's the closest. Well, no, it wouldn't be Perdition. Either there's going to be a closer place that he can send out a telegram. Okay. They should arrive within a week. So if you can watch Hair Scientist here while he goes and makes his telegram and until they can get here, about a week's time.
I would like to go out. I mean, the bait shop is somewhere around here.
Yes.
Yeah.
Can we get to the bait shop and back within a week?
Oh, certainly so.
Then I say we go to the bait shop and then meet back here with him in tow for fun and games and hilarity.
So you can bring him around, bring him along with you, huh?
Yep.
Yep. All
right. Sure.
I like that idea.
I do too. That would be great.
I don't see a single problem with this plan.
There's not a thing in the world that could possibly go wrong with it.
I was going to say, not a single thing, but several things.
And as cats will, the one person in the room who doesn't like cats, Dragon is taken to sleeping on him.
I wasn't kidding about that catnip oil.
Because that's due. Alright.
Yay, cats.
Okay, so Stanley's live bait and curios. We're just going to fast forward a little bit because you still have to do a little bit of research to find out exactly where it is, but it doesn't take much. I mean, you basically talk to a few of the boat owners and specifically some fishermen in the area. Agent Call, if you say his duty's over, he doesn't have to stay in that house anymore. He can come along or he can stay in the house until,
he's going. He's back in town making arrangements. So.
Yeah.
Well, he just went out. Presumably, he's going to take the boat that we are also going to take, because there's only one boat here, the Gypsy Queen. Mm-hmm. So
he was only going to the closest telegram office. That was going to take like a day. So
yeah, got that. So but there's only one boat. So either we all go together, and then he gets off at the place and says, hey, thanks for the lift, or whatever, or we wait there for him to come back with the boat that we need.
Up to you. I mean, he wants to be
is he coming with us?
So he'll come with you if you tell him that it's up to you to say that his mission is over or not, because you were called in to...
We never tell him.
It's kind of not until he delivers the scientist guy, to be honest.
And he's the one who's can read the books, etc. So, yeah. They're going to need him at the place.
Well, then he's coming along, too, then.
Woo!
So, yeah. Do you leave all the books and stuff in the house, or do you pack everything and take it with you as well?
We take everything with us and sit far to the house as we leave.
Here, I've got this stack of books we can use as kindling to start the fire.
All right. So, anyway.
One thing I want to do is also have a chat with Corvin about how to use his, what type of power things are, device, so I can potentially try and get a scan on what Grimes is after a while at some point.
Okay. Well, he's still convinced it doesn't work. But so if you want to convince him to give it to you...
Is that going to be a social role?
Yes, it will. Hey, I'll give you a bonus because you have convinced him that it probably doesn't work.
Sure. What the hell?
All right. So it'll be a persuasion role. And do you have that skill?
No.
All right. Well, I'll give you a +2. So, you'll be meeting evens on that. Get your wild die on it. You got chips. Yeah. You didn't take much persuading. He's like, it's junk. Here's how it's supposed to work.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
Seems to say that everything is supernatural except for me.
That is so strange.
Yeah, that thing's not working right, is it?
Nah. All right. Yes, you have one detector. It is actually a mad science gadget. I'll give you the stats on it after I rock how it looks.
Okay, yeah, no, take my hurry.
All right, so you are able to track down where Stanley's live bait curio shop is.
Who's echoing?
Go.
Not anymore.
Okay. No, it's still there. Okay. Still there? Echo! Yeah. It's still there. Someone not wearing headphones?
I was going to say, I don't really hear the echo as much.
Huh.
Yeah, it's tiny in the background.
I think it's gone now.
Hmm.
All right, anyway, so the bait shop does most of its business selling sandworms and nightcrawlers to fishermen. But it also has numerous mounted objects on the walls, museum-like. It is like a cabinet of curiosity at this time, like a little mini museum of interesting items, most of them fake. There's a mermaid's tail, a unicorn's horn, a button from Davy Jones' uniform, and other mundane objects of interest, like giant shark teeth. Probably are not fake.
Yeah, we had it wrong. I was going to say, that comes from the head of the one that I killed. Single
shot. Jor tentacles of river leviathans, which loops the whole inside of the shack 5 times.
And what they're squeers is a real stuffed dragon.
And one thing of interest, given news in the latest area, amongst a humble amount of other mounted stuff on a wall, is a handwritten sign. It says, the leg of Santa Anna.
Is the leg there?
Yeah, it's there.
That is interesting, I say, picking up and running out of the shop.
So, just as you do this, he's like, so, you guys interested in purchasing a genuine collect? Does that China man come with you guys?
Nope. Any of you seen him before?
Just look around. I don't see a Chinaman.
Yeah, like, look around. It's like, what Chinaman?
Chinaman that just ran out the door with my leg.
I look at his leg. You've still got two.
Ah, the leg on the wall! Look, there's someone's no gonna have to wall. Pay for that.
Really, how much could a leg cost?
Arm and a leg.
Well, $20?
How about 5?
Intimidation or persuasion?
$10?
6.
All right.
All right, I'll put 6 down. Now I just have to go find my leg.
Yeah, right. Meanwhile, outside, Young zooms out of the hut, leg in tow.
I don't stop until I get back to the boat. Yes.
Heading to the boat, you notice that, well, actually, give me a roll.
It's not actually a leg.
No, you don't.
I miss you.
No.
You run back to the boat.
I suspect it's not actually Mexican.
Yeah, maybe. I will spend a chip to reroll. Why not? Hey, maybe I'll find something. Maybe I won't. Nope. Same one. There we go.
You're back in the boat. Yeah.
All right,
guys. So what do you do? Yeah, you hand over.
Anything else of interest here?
I'm sorry, what was that, Jameis?
Anything else of interest here?
Wow, that's a bad echo. Oh, yeah. There's all kinds of interesting things on the walls. You think most of it is probably fake? That mermaid there looks like suspiciously like sewing marks right where the body attaches to a fish.
Standard, well, that is the standard for the time.
Yes, it is.
Ooh. I know what I'm looking for. And I'm sure he'll be able to find some to sell to me. Dragon bait.
Yes, of course. You sell it by the chum bucket load.
Yeah, I'll get some dragon bait.
Okay. It's particularly slowly foul stuff. Guaranteed to draw a river dragon or a mage dragon. Guaranteed.
Yep. I'm sure. So I'll take that with me back to the boat.
All right. Good enough. So as you guys are coming out, all of you guys can go ahead and give me notice rolls.
I get bonuses for ambushes.
I noticed something.
Okay. All of you noticed.
Plus two to notice rolls to make to avoid surprise and tactical situations.
There are more boats outside the shack than when you came in, and they look particularly well armed. And there are more boats coming in. The person rolled an 11. Eddie, you notice the crew on one of the boats, seem to be looking really, out of place as they stand on their boats, and they're moving very slowly. Occasionally they'll look behind them. One of them is like kind of putting his hands out, almost like he's doing like, if someone were to say, stick him up.
Guys, let's go try out this dragon chum.
Let's get out of here.
Okay. Well, you guys all get back into your boat. Just as you hear calling out from one of the other boats that just docked in a very loud augmented voice. It sounds like he's yelling through a speaking cone. Heavily Spanish accent.
Señor Stanley, I believe you have something that belongs to me.
We got our German guy out to translate because he's obviously German.
Yes, well. Good GM suckers. Anyway, heavily Spanish accent. Notice, I say heavily Spanish accented.
Yeah, no, that was fine. I called the German a Spaniard last time, and so this time I'm reversing the trend. Huzzah. Your accents are fine.
Anyway.
So what could they mean?
No idea. So are we ready to go, Captain?
He starts to slowly back his boat away from the pier.
Hey, Young, the guy said this was guaranteed dragon bait.
Ooh.
Yeah. Give it a go, eh?
Yes, it will be fun to bring the wrath of the dragon on people.
All right. So it looks like there are a force of Spaniards coming off several of those boats, which looks like they probably have... commandeered, as the captain and crew do not look like they were too willing to transport these men. There's a large force of them coming off of many different boats, and they seem to be heading to the shack.
A lot of custom coming this way.
Yep. Sure.
Crank up the speed of the Gypsy Queen.
Oh, no. Your captain is slowly moving it out of the dock. A few others are doing the same, kind of just leaving the area slowly. Pay no attention to these ships leaving. Yes, yes.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm just figuring when the guy in the bait shop says, the Chinaman took it, and the one guy paid for it. They're going to be coming after us.
All right. Some of the ships that were moving out with you, of course, because, you know, once everyone hears this and sees all those troops come out, no one wants to hang around for this sort of thing. They all, they start moving away. Some of them are fired upon. Some of them are stopped, as the Gypsy Queen was one of the first to move away, and to do so kind of slowly as to not draw attention. He manages to lose himself in some more ships that are coming in to pick up bait, and you are not followed.
Such a good captain.
Yeah.
So, Young has this leg.
Take a look at the leg now. Mm-hmm. Does it actually look Mexican? I compare it to Luke's leg to see if it looks anything like that.
Looks nothing like Luke's leg.
Really? But everybody mistakes him for a Mexican all the time. We got any Mexican crew members?
No.
No? Okay.
Well, I mean, I believe, doesn't Young speak Mexicali?
Yes.
So you've ran into several of them in Fan Shan. I mean, certainly it looks colorations right, etc.
Okay, looks like it might be his leg. Awesome.
Does anyone actually have an ability to sense,
We've got the detection device.
Yeah, you do have the detection device, don't you?
Oh.
It says if there's something up about the leg.
How much of a leg is it?
It is the knee down.
Oh, okay.
So it's got the foot right up through the bottom of the knee.
Well, my plan, I tell everybody, having failed to notice anything that was going on before, is to go back to Perdition and then make contact with the Spanish army and offer it up in exchange for getting them to leave Perdition alone. No attacking of the town, no forced trading as it was done before. Because we have managed to track this down where they have all failed.
Why are they looking for the leg?
Because it is his leg. Although now we have seen it has some strange power on it as well. I do not know what that is. I knew what I was doing with a stick last time by shaking it around and showing on and pressing parts of it to see if it somehow does something.
It flops around a little.
Oh. Shrug.
Yeah, so that's about what I do.
Okay, so you're going to head back to Perdition now and finish.
Well, I guess depending on how long it takes us, we go back to the place and wait there for a... I don't know, where did he tell us to pick us up from? Or where did he tell... Did HQ call say, hey...
He's come along with you. He's with you, guys. Yeah.
Right, where did he send the telegram to say, hey, pick up? Or is he not sending?
No, he did. He sent the telegram, so they're going to meet you basically at the closest railhead, so you're to deliver the prisoner.
The closest railhead is Perdition.
Yep, sure is.
Woo!
Is there any particular myth about Santa Ana's missing leg, or...?
Maybe. I'll say common knowledge would tell you that, you know, it's supposedly lucky, like a rabbit's foot.
Oh, look at that chip pile. Has it gone up?
Yeah, I was going to say, hold on to it until next week and see what happens.
Okay. Yeah. Well, going back also after chatting with the captain about the best place to try, we'll give the Dragon Chum a go.
Dragon Chum a go. Okay. It brings a lot of very large sharks.
None of these are dragons.
Some very large sharks, but unfortunately, no dragons. With the recent increase in the size of the queen, even very large sharks are not that big of a problem, though.
Well, they were never that big of a problem anyway. One shot down.
Yeah, I was supposed to say, we can eat tonight. Woohoo! You might feel like shark?
I'm disheartened that there are no dragons, so...
He guaranteed it!
Would you like to go back and ask for your money back?
What do you most wait for Perdition now? We have to hand this guy over and stuff.
Alright. Well, we'll say you're back at Perdition, and you guys can enjoy the town for the next few days until the Van Dorns send a private car in with the next train load. And they do have
It's their own private car that's been hooked up to the train line. And it has a rather large steel cage in it. The cage is very oddly made. Like a little metal mesh around it, as well as the standard bars. And they take your prisoner, put him in, and they have you sign some paperwork. They get your agent numbers and signing that you've handed them off to these particular agents, who do show you their badges.
Right.
An agent call will be heading back. Assuming that you release him from his current mission.
His current mission is to look after the scientist guy.
Okay, there you go.
Just present back reports on all the things that we've done with them.
Of course.
Yep. So they can tell the agency, etc.
Because he was responsible, because the scientist guy was responsible for the folly, and that's what he's been seen to look into. So,
Hey, there you go. So they take all of the lab journals, the personal diaries and everything. They're all put inside of a lead-lined box, the top of it sealed, and that's put to another crate. But, it looks like they have some protocol for this sort of thing in place.
Hmm. Cool.
All right.
Let me just say, before you go, punch in the face. Head doctor. That's a gating call.
His face is already pretty much black and blue, so you leave him with a parting punch.
Yep.
Yep. His legs and arms are all infected from dragon scratches.
Dies on the way back.
He's very glad to be out of your capable hands by the time the cage rolls around.
We got the manacles back as well, just in case it's not clear. Hey, Eddie! You've been feeling itchy for these last few days, haven't you? All itch.
I sure have. Thank you.
There was
so
a full moon, too.
Yeah,
whoops.
Tradition might be down a few babies and when.
Oh, God, no. Where's the leg? Oh, it's not a true toy. Give it back. No.
He's buried it somewhere. That basically wraps up the folly, and you managed to acquire what may be Santa Anna's leg. You still have one more glyph to feed on as well.
Well, we also have the leg to do something with.
So you guys want to chat about what you want to do next? You were saying something about doing something with a leg and using it to have tradition spared. What were your ideas for that?
Basically, it was just going to be right out to the forces and say, hey, look, we've got his leg. We found the place and got it back for you. Hey, now spare perdition, essentially. Okay. Because the army was coming in this direction, so.
Right. Huh. Interesting. Talk amongst yourselves for a minute.
And I am playing it as if Yong did not notice any of the Spaniards coming up or anything else. Yep. So he has no idea that there was anybody else there.
Already on board the boat.
Yeah, exactly. So, and I managed to roll one sort of my thing, so that's fine. So, yeah. Look at this good thing that I have done, which will not screw us over in any way, shape, or form. It was a good thing that I did. Yep. They couldn't
even. The other thing I'd like to do, talking to the party, the other thing I'd like to do is pop into Lost Angels and maybe take some readings with this thing so we can see what exactly sort of power we're up against. Insofar as this can tell us anything, at least be some sort of clue.
Hmm.
All right, fair enough.
We could also go to the place where we found the skull with all the bodies buried, because they had people there as well.
Oh, yeah, that place.
That might just
be a... Did
we
destroy it?
No, we left it.
Did we run away?
Yes, we used Plan A.
Okay. I lose track of these sorts of things.
We actually ran away from something and didn't destroy it? That does not sound like us.
We were having a bad day.
That sounds like us.
Well, actually, the thing is, we can't ever intentionally destroy something. We just sort of something just accidentally get destroyed, and we're usually involved. Yeah.
The thing with Santa Ana's leg, was that when we were down in Mexicali?
The shoom, so? I don't know. What?
Okay, because I wasn't around for that.
What were you saying, sorry?
I mean, the lore behind the Santa Ana's leg.
No, that was when we were being told, when we were going with Elden Strouth towards the, towards his place.
Right.
It's like, hey, we're going to be near the border. Let's find some things out about Mexicali. And one of the things we found out was he's missing a leg. It wasn't while we were in Mexicali itself.
Okay, because I just didn't remember that. I drew a blank on it. That's okay.
It's all good.
So if we all eat of the leg, do we regain its powers?
Yeah.
We put it in a stew overnight, everyone.
Yeah.
Or you wake up one day and Eddie has it in his bed all gnawed down.
Okay, so more specifically, jeez. I had to read this a little bit. His leg is not actually a leg. It's a prosthetic. Let's see. So the history behind it, a leather-covered cork prosthetic made by a cabinet maker in New York. At the Battle of Cerro Gordo in 1847, U.S. forces surprised the Mexicans at Veracruz. Santa Ana was forced to flee the battlefield, leaving behind $18,000 in gold, a roasted chicken lunch, and his leg.
And what do we get? We get the leg. We could have had the chicken lunch.
Yeah,
we
could have had the chicken lunch.
Yeah, I was going to say the lunch. Come on. That's the important part. Jeez.
Yeah, so there you go. So it's a prosthetic leg worn by Saint Dan.
What happens if we touch the leg with the stick?
The it universe makes explodes.
The hollow sound.
No, is there anything in the leg if we search the leg? Nope. Is there a secret compartment or anything?
No.
To silverware.
Nope. I will have to think about what will happen with you going out to, if you want to do that, if no one talks you out of it, returning the leg to Santa Ana in returns for sparing perdition. The Stanley Live Bait Shop. So what was supposed to happen there was that there was going to be a standoff. It was supposed to be surrounded by a contingent of the forces. But the thing is that earlier on, they talked about the Stanley Live's Bait Shop as being on basically out in the Shattered Coast, in the maze. So, like, how is there an army surrounding it? They can't reach it by land. So I improvised a little bit there and said, okay, well, he figured out where the leg is, and he's commenting.
They were still looking for where it was. I mean, that is why I thought, hey, we're going to have plenty of time to go run in, grab the leg, and then go back to perdition and give it. Apparently he found it.
So that's supposed to be like a huge standoff where you're surrounded by an army, but it's like, yeah, it doesn't really work. You can't move an army that size. Yeah.
They should have been attacked by people as well. I mean, trying to get there.
Yeah, pretty much. So, yeah, so they just got some boats, went in stealthy-wise to try and collect the leg, is what I went with.
Well, the boats were hauling it blue. So, they
so the leg is supposedly lucky, so I let your ship escape. Now I got to figure out how they're going to respond to you bringing the leg in. It's like, spare our town! You can kill everything else, but spare our town!
Have you got any of that?
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. Have you got any more of that dragon bait?
We don't know their proper motivations and stuff as a problem. We don't know why exactly they're transporting, other than, you know, down with the white man.
Yeah, that is true, too. You might be able to find that out.
Hmm.
Yes, and there's still some dragon chum left.
Ooh. We can dip the leg in the dragon chum, and then the dragon chum will be, have some of its luck transferred. And it will then attract dragons. Yep.
So, if I got this straight, then, so you do want to go and try to make some kind of bargain with the leg, speak to the troops to maybe find out why they're even invading?
Yeah, if nobody's going to, as I say that, Yong says, hey, this is why I did this.
I haven't got any big plans at the moment myself. I think dozing it's a good idea, but I don't have an alternative.
I'll go out there with you.
We just bury it. And forget all about it.
No, I'll find it if you bury it.
Eventually, you will find it. It will be a chew toy for the ages.
Mm-hmm.
I'm starting to worry again. So we'll end it here. I just wanted to get an idea of where we wanted to go from. So we'll have a little confrontation with Santa Ana's army. Maybe find out why they're so hot to invade.
And I also brought up, but no one's responded to, the idea of popping into petition to get some readings. Not petition.
Oh, yeah.
Angels.
Sure. I told you, you know, a different place. I responded.
you also said we didn't actually destroy the place, so it's still there and ready for us to be threatening us again, so.
Getting into Lost Angels, actually, I mean, it's not like they, people go in and out of Los Angeles all the time.
It's not like they've got us up on wanted posters, he says. Oh, yeah.
Wanted posters. They might have us up on wanted posters. I mean, we've broken people out of the jail. We went to the...
I didn't know it was us.
Yeah, but I'm not up on the posters.
You were broken out of the jail.
Yeah.
That's not the same as being on the poster.
That might recognize you.
I mean, what's the sketch artist going to do? It's like, okay, I need you to make a very accurate sketch of this. Okay, what do you got? A Chinaman, a foreigner, a lady, and... Well, I could really describe, but... Well, no, I can't.
Yeah, but you see, I may have been on a poster, but they captured me, so the poster was taken down.
Yep.
So I'm free to go.
I think I'm going to look out for a bunch of white folk with a Chinaman in tow.
I think it'd be fun to pop in and see what's going down, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I'm not saying we have to have a big, huge scene or anything. It might just be a matter of you pop in, make a sneak roll or two, you get some readings, and you get out again. It might be that much.
Hang on. They have regular things where they say, hey, everybody, we got food. Come on in and eat.
Well, not only that, they've they apparently lost Angels and...
Wasatch.
Yeah, Wasatch Rail, and now have a kind of an understanding.
Oh, Hellstrom. Yeah.
Yeah. Hellstrom. Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff going on there now. A lot of commerce going back and forth.
We can get in there, have a bit of an update, get a bit more lay of the land without, you know, running around being shot at for a change.
Run into some of the old Hellstrom gang.
We might. Yeah. Well, we've freed one of the Hellstrom gang from the jail as well.
Yes, you did.
Did we? I lose track of what we do.
Bill Buckner. Buckner?
Yep.
Was it?
Bill Buckner. It was the foreman that you first met.
Cool. Good, yeah.
I'd be surprised if he was in Lost Angels, though, given that they attacked him and generally were nasty.
Yeah, that was before they had the treaty, though, so bygones are bygones. Stop living in the past. Live it in the day.
Yeah. Guys, I'm actually going to need to take off in a
That's
bit.
Fine.
So anything?
We're
gonna,
go ahead.
Yeah, we're pretty much wrapping up anyway.
I will give you an experience for getting a hold of a relic and getting the Van Doren.
To beat somebody to death.
Getting Van Doren, a mad scientist / sorcerer to interrogate.
That's setting free a demon.
Free a demon. Yeah, you now know your nemesis' name. Apparently, Manny the Demon is.
And we did a mercy killing.
Yeah, you did.
Well, did a mercy putting life back into the guy. I don't know that counts.
All right, that's going to be 1 point, you said?
Just 1 point, yep.
Okay.
Yeah. No one's life was really at risk for any of this, so.
Okay, that should put most of us up at 144, right?
Yep.
Yeah, gotcha.
That's what I'm on.
Sorry, this one was abbreviated, guys.
Yeah. That's okay.
Blame it on the computer. Plural.
Body falling apart, too. Anyway. All right, guys. Appreciate it.
All right.
Good. All right. Those that are interested, I'm trying to get together a Spirit of 77 game next Saturday, which is a late 1970s funk-tastic adventure.
Oh, count me in. That sounds hilarious.
Do you plan on it?
Around the same time. 7-ish.
I'm not sure if I can make it.
That's all right. Just respond to the board if you're interested.
Yeah, I'll
basically what I'm doing is we're going to do a League of Extraordinary Gentlemen style 1970s edition. So you can play any action character from screen or books that were popular in the 70s.
Oh my God. That's
God, I wish I could be there.
That just sounds fun. Yep.
So all you need to do is come to the table with which character that will be, and making the character is very simple. So
okay, I will be getting on the forums. I've gotten on the internet barely yesterday, so I'll be on the forums later, and I will post up everything that I need to post up. All
right. Sounds good. Have a good night, guys.
Good night.
All right. Yeah.
I will not be available in 2 weeks, by the way.
In 2 weeks. Okay, so we'll figure out when the next Deadlands is on the forums as well.
Yeah. You can go without me. Yeah. Because I'll be the one down.
Yeah, we may do the Santa Ana thing if you're the only one that can't.
What's the date on that?
24th. No, 23rd it'll be.
Okay, I might not be available either.
Well, if two of you are out, then we'll reschedule for another game. Anyway, keep me informed, guys.
Yep.
Say goodnight.
Good night.
Music in this podcast was created by Kevin MacLeod. More great music can be found at his website at incompetech.com. If you enjoy the show, we would love to hear from you. You can find links to our public forums, the software that we use, and other information at our homepage at bluemagic.com. That's BLUMAGIK. Reviews on iTunes, recommends at rpgpodcasts.com, and email to steamsteelmurder@gmail.com are also appreciated. Thank you for listening.